The Gemara Masechta Gittin Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis teaches us Tana Rabbanan Hanalovim, people who are embarrassed by others. The Einam Ovim, but they do not become embarrassed because what other people do to them. Shavim Chaposam, they hear how people speak about them in a derogatory fashion. Vein Meshivim, and they do not respond. Oisem Yehava, if they do mitzvahs out of love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Usmeichem B'Yisurim, and they accept the Yisurim that they receive Chas V'Sholem B'Hava, with love. So Oisem Yehava, Usmeichem B'Yisurim, they accept B'Simcha the Yisurim. Aleim HaKos of Omer, regarding such individuals, does the Pasuk say in Shoftim, V'yavav Ketzeis Hashemus B'Gvurasai, those who love HaKadosh Baruch Hu are compared to the sun. The Chavetz Chaim in the Sefer Shmiras Haloshin says that our Gemara is speaking about three different categories. The first category is referring to an individual that doesn't embarrass the person who embarrasses him, but he may respond. The next category is that he doesn't respond at all. And the third category is not that he doesn't respond because he doesn't want to create more of an altercation, but rather because he's makabel what happened to him b'simcha. Says the Chafetz Chaim that somebody who reaches this third madrega, the highest madrega, he is the person that the pasuk that the Gemara refers to, v'ayavav ketzayis Hashemes b'gvurasoi, refers to. The Ben Yoyada explains the Gemara somewhat differently. He explains Hanalovim ve'ena oilvim is referring to people who don't embarrass the people who speak about them badly in front of the face. Shoyim Cherposom, he says, refers to an individual that hears how other people are speaking badly about him. Ve'ena Meshivim, and they don't respond saying, how could he say this about me? The Riaf in the Sefer Ein Yaakov also says somewhat differently. He says that all three types of people who are described in our Gemara are really one category. And the Lovim Ve'enem Lovim refer to individuals who are embarrassed by others, and even though they do have what to say negatively about the other people, they don't say anything. Shaimim Chaposa Ve'emim Meshivim is they don't say to the people who are embarrassing them, why are you starting up with me? Rather, they remain silent. And says the Gemara, how does a person come to such a madrega? A person comes to such a madrega if he's a person who smechem b'yisurim. He recognizes that everything that happens to him is happening to him from Hashem, and he accepts it b'ahava. So the Chavetz Chaim in the Sefer Shem Olam goes on to explain that the obvious question in this Gemara is when the Gemara says Hanalovim ve'enim olvim, Shayim chapos ve'enim meshivim, it's understandable how these two types of individuals are connected. But ask the Chavetz Chaim, how does smeichim b'yisurim fall into our Gemara? So says the Chavetz Chaim that how does a person overcome difficulty? The Chavetz Chaim explains the way a person is successful in overcoming difficulty is by recognizing that everything that happens to him is out of Chesed Hashem. And therefore, even though they see that they're embarrassed, and in their hearts they believe that they don't deserve to be embarrassed, they accept everything because they realize it's all Chesed Hashem. What is Pshat in the Gemara that compares such an individual to Oyavov Kitzeis Hashemes Begvurasoi? So many Rishonim explain that the Gemara here is referring back to the famous episode that we learn in Parshas Bereishis, that originally the moon and the sun were both the same size, and they came to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the moon came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, "Yef shleshtei melochim shishtam shebekesar echad," it's impossible for two kings to have one crown. And the sun heard this all and said nothing. So that's the first experience we have of somebody remaining silent. Another pshat is the Gemara, the pasuk says, "V'yidoim Hashemesh." So again, we find that the sun remained quiet. Another pshat, the Chasam Sofer says, the Gemara says in Masechta Nedarim, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, that every day the sun receives 60 slaps, so to speak, of fire, 60 makas of fire. And it goes out to go out and do its job and accepts them without complaining. The Marai Masada explains, we know, especially in medieval times, people worship the sun. And the sun has to see how it's improperly used as an Avodah Zarah, and it remains quiet. The Ben Yayada says that the Pasuk says in Yishayahu, "V'arachama yish v'sayim ki'ir shivas ka'or shivas hayamim." When Mashiach comes, Meher Yemenu, the sun will be 70 times greater than it is now. So the sun represents something that will be greater. And that's what Al Gemara is saying is about this type of person, that he too will be greater. The Mefarshim go on to explain in discussing this Gemara that they say that from the Marak, he says that the highest level of a person attaining that will clear all his avarice more than anything else is hearing how people embarrass him and he remains quiet. So if a person recognizes, he says, that he has done averus in this lifetime, and he remains quiet, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses that silence in the face of adversity as a way for him to have kaparas avinus. And it's, I think, worthwhile to read the words of the Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchos Deos, Perek Hei, Halacha Yud Gimel. Says the Rambam, a Talmud Chacham acts, says the Rambam, be'emuna. Moreover, says the Rambam, with honesty, I'm a lav, al hein hein, his no is a no, his yes is a yes. Medagdeik al atzmai b'cheshbin, he follows everything with a very clear cheshbin. V'noisin amavata l'acherim, he's nice to other people. K'shikach mehen, when he takes from them, he is not particularly tough or strict. If he buys something, he pays immediately. He doesn't become a guarantor. He doesn't get involved with difficult business transactions. He doesn't obligate himself in a place where the Torah doesn't ask him to obligate himself, that he should never end up in a place that he has to not keep his word. And even if somebody owes him something, maruch, he has patience, umalchalahem, he forgives them, umalvavachainen, he is the one that borrows to others. He doesn't try to take away somebody else's panosa. He won't hurt anyone. Klolo shel dover. Completes the Rambam. What is the rule? Yemen adofim v'loy min haroitzim. He should be the people that are pursued, that don't pursue others. Min halovim, from those that get embarrassed. V'loy min ha'olvim, not those that embarrass, chas v'sholom, others. V'adam shayisa kol ha'masim ha'elu, says the Rambam, somebody who acts this way, k'yoyitz ben olav l'akos of oimer, regarding such a person, does the pasuk say, v'yoymer li abdi ato, you are considered the true Eved Hashem, Yisrael Hashebecha Aspar, the person in whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu is proud of. The Sfas Emes explains that why is a person Smeichim B'Yisurim? He says that when a person's Bitzar, the Shechina HaKadosha is also Bitzar. And this individual does not want to see the Shechina HaKadosha Chas V'Sholem be in Tzar. And that's why, even if they suffer Yisurim, they accept the Yisurim in order to avoid that the Shechina should have any Tzar. And the Chidah, along this pshat, quotes a story from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, where he says that there was once a person who treated a Talmid Chacham in a disrespectful manner. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh told this Talmid Chacham that even though this person had mistreated him, he should forgive him and make peace with him. Said the Talmid Chacham, I don't need you to tell me this. I immediately was meichel him, because I knew that if I wasn't meichel him, it would cause tsar to the Shechina, and I, Chas V'Sholem, did not want to be in any way contributing that there should be tsar to the Shechina, and that's why I immediately was meichel him. The Imri Emes says that even though Ha'olvim ve'ena Nalovim, Shayim v'chepasim ve'ena Meshivam, you, if somebody embarrasses you, should remain silent, says the Imri Emes, the Gemara is saying. However, Oyavav, the people who truly love Talmidei Chachamim, when they see that Talmidei Chachamim v'chas v'sholem are mistreated, they should go out, Ketzeis Hashemes B'Dvurasoi. They should go out with full force to protest against those that mistreat Talmidei Chachamim. The Panim Yofes says, what's pshat in the Gemara that says, V'oyavav Ketzeis Hashemes B'Dvurasoi? He says, if somebody is sitting in a very dark room, and then he leaves the very dark room and goes into a place where it's light, his eyes will bother him because of the transfer from a very dark place to a very light place. But ultimately, he gets accustomed to the light. That's what the Gemara says, that just like when Mashiach comes, so when Mashiach comes, as we said earlier, there will be a tremendous light. So even though when they'll first be that light, it'll be a little difficult to become accustomed to it, but once you become accustomed to it, it's gewaldic. Here too he says that even though the we're waiting for the gewaldige schar, it comes with Yisurim. It doesn't come so easy, but it's worth waiting for, because when they ultimately come, then the person will have tremendous schar of the wonderful light when it comes, when Mashiach comes. The Eina Yitzchak explains the Gemara as follows. There are people, as we mentioned earlier, who worship the sun. So the sun could really perhaps think that this is fantastic. I'm getting all this covered. But really, it's not covered at all. It's terrible that that's the kind of covered it's receiving. So too, he explains, he's really embarrassed with this covered. But even though he's embarrassed with this covered, he keeps on coming up every day to sun. So too, even though a person is embarrassed in this world, it should not stop him from doing his avodas Hashem. I also saw a beautiful mashal on this Gemara. There was once a king who had an only son who was a very talented person who went to school and excelled in his studies and indeed became a very successful person. But as much as he was successful and as much as he was educated, he still wanted to learn more. And therefore he decided to travel around the world and learn and see and experience all the world has to offer. He arrived at a city and he was told that a certain distance from the city that he has just arrived at, there's an individual who has a lachash, who has something that you could say that protects you against anybody that would start up with you. So he went and spent a lot of money to get there and paid the person to teach him this nusach that will protect him. So he now has a dilemma. Should he go and specifically ask someone to start up with him to see if it works? Doesn't make any sense. On the other hand, if he'll come home to his father, the king, and his father will ask him, "My son, you took all these travels. What did you learn on this trip? And I will have, what did you learn? What did you spend your money?" And he won't have what to answer. It'll also be quite embarrassing. And he has this dilemma, and he doesn't know what to do. Miraculously, if you could say that, as he's traveling, somebody comes and attacks him. And he says the lachash, and nothing happens. They change the mind from attacking him. And then he befriends these people. And the people ask him, "We don't understand. We wanted to attack you. And now, because we didn't attack you, because somehow you were successful, now you want to be our friend?" So he answered, "Until you attacked me, I wasn't quite certain of the power of this tefillah that I have. But now that I see the power of the tefillah that I have, it's because of you that I recognize this power, and that's why I owe you a tremendous thank you." Here too, a person goes through the world and he has Yisurim. But those Yisurim are the reason why ultimately he will have Tzchar in the Olam HaEmes. And that's why such a person thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the for the Yisurim that he unfortunately has to receive. The Yaivitz explains the Gemara somewhat differently. If we see, he says, that somebody is starting off with you and saying that you have a certain deficiency, it really means that he has that deficiency. The Gemara says, "Kala paisel b'muma paisel." So I see that somebody is starting up with me, so I really should have the ability to tell him, "You have that deficiency." But if instead of doing that, I remain quiet and I don't say, "You're the one with the deficiency," that shows real strength. And the Chinuch in Parshas Shalach says, "Lefi Adoyma, Shibo Yisrael Echav Hitzch V'Shil Tzach Haver B'Dvar Maroyim." If somebody bothers you saying bad things, don't answer. How could a person remain silent, he says, like a stone? And furthermore, isn't remaining silent an admission that what he's saying about you is correct? Bemis like Tzava Torah says the Chinuch, the Torah doesn't ask of us that we should remain silent in the face of those who embarrass us, like we are to those that say good about us. Avot Tzavai son, what does the Torah ask of us? Shnisrachik min amida azois. We should avoid quarreling with people. If you avoid getting into altercations with people, says the Chinuch, that's the way you'll avoid all these problems. Somebody who isn't the person that fights, people won't start up with him. Only foolish people. I've ain't lost a slave of Hashem, and don't pay attention to foolish people. And if you need to respond, respond in the nicest way possible. Don't get too angry. Let the person who's talking be busy. Then he continues, that people who are so great, that don't respond on any circumstances, for they are concerned, it may cause them to become too angry. Regarding these individuals, does our Gemara say, "Hanalovim ve'enim oivim, shayim chapas ve'enim shavim, aleihem akosus oimer, voyavav hatzais ketzais hashemesh begvurasai."